Here we are again, right here on Living the Good Life, coming to you live, every Sunday afternoon from the radio station WTAN, which is www.tantalknetwork.com right here in Clearwater, Florida. And I am Pastor Marcia McAllister from Beacon of Hope Ministries right here in Clearwater, Florida. Along with me today, Nan from our ministry here. Well, they're both from our ministry. Nan lives in Tampa, and Betty Thomas, that a lot of you know, who's on pretty frequently from Connersville, Indiana, but also part of the ministry at Beacon of Hope. And we are thankful for all of our radio team, quite a few of you. And we had to rearrange some people today because of other obligations from some of our team members. So Nan and Betty agreed to step right in, and we are very, very grateful. And Betty will join us in a little while. And Nan, what a beautiful day it is in Clearwater, Florida today. Let's get you on.
Come on. It's okay. It's a gorgeous day.
It is, isn't it?
It is. And I just enjoyed having a lunch at a little restaurant here behind the radio station,
right,
and enjoying the outdoors, and it was just a beautiful time.
Right. Amen. You know, it's such a joy to be able to be on the air week after week. Nan, you joined our radio team 7 or 8 years ago?
Something like that, yes.
And Betty did probably close to that, maybe 6 or 7, but we are now in our 11th year on the air every Sunday afternoon at 3 o'clock. And for 2 hour show, it started out a 1 hour show, then it went to a 90 minute show. And then several years ago, we moved it up to a 2 hour show. And it's amazing how fast the time flies in 2 hours when we are talking about the Word of God, having great music, discussing what God is doing in our lives, talking about the principles of God's Word. I love it. It's just a highlight of my week every week to sit right here in the control room behind these controls where I am, and you're through the glass in the studio, and to just put on another show, get it down, put it on our website, all that stuff that we do. It's a joy to be able to have this privilege, and we just love being a part of the team here at WTAN. And, you know, we feel grateful. We feel thankful that we are a part of this team and have been for now into our 11th year for this show now and our Thursday night show, which is about 2.5 years in. So what a joy. What a privilege. I know you enjoy this, don't you, Nan?
Oh, I do. You know, you were talking about how 2 hours seems to fly by. I mean, all of a sudden, it's 4 o'clock and we're doing a station break. You know,
exactly.
Wow, an hour already? Wow.
I know. That's how it does, doesn't it?
Yes.
And it's just fun. So we're having a good time every Sunday afternoon. I try to get a Facebook post up prior to the show, and I was running late today. So just now got that up there to remind people to join us. But the more people that can listen to the Word of God, the better off, because that's what this show is all about. We have a goal, and our goal is to teach Jesus, to teach his principles, to talk about his great love in our lives, and to talk about how he changes us into his image and so that we can become like him. And Nan, that is such an important thing that is a part, an absolutely critical part of the show week after week, is just to help people draw close to him, you know?
Right. Yes. It's so exciting to know that people are, and there's times that we hear back from, you know, people, we get feedback from them, and they say, that's just what I need to hear today. Wow. You know, it's just what I need to hear today, you know? And
exactly.
Knowing that, you know, we don't do, you know, we have fun, but in the midst of that fun, you know, that ministry goes out, and that is so important, you know, and that ministry that goes out, and the people who are blessed by it, we're blessed by being here. They're blessed by receiving, and they're encouraged, and that's the purpose of this, is to encourage them as they walk their walk.
It is. You got it. You nailed it, because that is what it is, and we just want everyone to be blessed by what happens right here on the air every Sunday afternoon at 3 o'clock. We want to open the show with prayer and just thanking God for what he's going to do today. It's all him. We're just the vessels, the willing vessels, the obedient vessels that are sitting here, Nan. And it is, it's not about us. It's just that he tapped us on the shoulder 11 years ago, and actually with me with radio many years before that, because I had two shows in Indiana. quarterback in the late 80s, two Sunday morning shows, one in Newcastle, Indiana, and one in Anderson. Newcastle, Muncie, and then Anderson. And 30-minute shows, boy, those were quick little shows. I much love having the extra time that we have now on the radio, which is great, isn't it?
Yeah, almost definitely. Yeah. Most definitely.
It is. It's wonderful to have this time span. So, Lord, we just thank you and praise you for this opportunity today, the way you arranged it almost 11 years ago for us to be able to do a radio show here on Tan Talk. Lord, we continue to ask your blessing on this network. We continue to thank you for this opportunity. Week after week, we are grateful to be able to be your soldiers and your witnesses of what you are doing in our lives and to talk about and teach your principles, because that's what it's all about. Lord, we just love you with all our hearts, and we just want to impart that love across the airwaves today. Not only our love for you, God, but a love for our audience, that wherever they are around the globe, because we know the show goes to countries, different countries, many states, we thank you, God, in advance for the lives that are listening today or later on our website and are being blessed by the word of God. Lord, you get the glory and the praise. We give you such thanks. In Jesus' precious name, amen and amen. Woo! We're going to start right off with a song written by our own Nathan Burton, who cut an album back in about 2006, maybe, or 5. And we have those. If anybody wants one, you can let me know. Pastor@bohmglobal.com. He wrote and played all the instruments and sang all the parts, except for a couple songs that some of us were on. But for the most part, it was Nathan. And he's part of our radio team, just had hip surgery. So get well soon, Nathan. We love you. We miss you. Forever and ever, amen. This is all Nathan. But it's all to God's glory.
The kingdom, the power and glory, forever and ever, amen. For thine is the kingdom, the power and glory, forever and ever, amen. For thine is the kingdom, the power and glory, forever and ever, amen.
Bless the Lord,
bless the Lord, creator of all things. Sing praises to the Lord, forever and ever, amen.
Bless the Lord,
bless the Lord, creator of all things. We sing praises to the Lord, forever and ever, amen. For thine is the kingdom, the power and glory, forever and ever, amen. Thine is the kingdom, the power and glory, forever and ever, amen. For thine is the kingdom, the power and glory, forever and ever, amen. For thine is the kingdom, the power and glory, forever and ever, amen.
Let's bless the Lord,
bless the Lord, creator of all things. We sing praises to the Lord, forever and ever, amen.
Come bless the Lord,
bless the Lord, creator of all things. We sing praises to the Lord, forever and ever, amen.
For thine is the kingdom,
for thine is the kingdom, the power and glory, forever and ever, amen.
For thine is the kingdom,
for thine is the kingdom, the power and glory, forever and ever, amen.
Forever and ever,
forever and ever, amen.
Forever and ever,
forever and ever, amen.
Woo! All right. Love that song, Nathan Burton. Always do. Okay, it's a good day right here on Living the Good Life, and we're glad you've joined us, and we're going to talk about Abraham in Genesis chapter 15, and we have started this new series, and we are now starting week 3, and sometimes our series go on for 10 or 12 weeks, don't they, Nan?
Oh, I mean, yeah. That last one, it just kept going and kept going. It was getting better and better. It was fantastic.
It was, wasn't it? Yeah, pretty cool. Very, very good series that we just ended. And this one's called Precious Promises. And the last one was Free to Live. And the series before that, Going the Distance. And that probably covers most of what we've done this year because they were such long series. But just a joy to do that. So this new series is Precious Promises, and we're in part 3. If you missed any of them, you can go to our website, Beacon of Hope. Well, actually, BOHMglobal.com, and catch up on the shows you've missed. And so we're talking about Abram. And at this point, he's still called Abram. That was his given name. His given name was not Abraham. It was Abram. And it meant exalted father. And we find that God has gotten a hold of Abram's heart back a few chapters before. And he's impressed upon him and talked to him and told him to set out with his wife, Sarah, his nephew, Lot, and his belongings and his servants and head to a land where he had no idea where he was going, Nan. Now, Nan, that's kind of like you when you're trying to get from one place to another without your GPS, right?
It's pathetic.
It is pathetic, isn't it?
It's pathetic.
It is. Yeah, I agree. And, yeah, you know, but it's a good, and no GPS. Think about it. Abram's going to a land. He has no idea where he's going. And he only has God speaking to him. Only that is the most important thing.
I can't imagine what he felt, but he had God leading him, you know, knowing that. He had his own GPS in God, you know.
And how often do you and I set out in the car and we know we're trying to get to some address, but boy, we are blessed now with GPS. Back in the day when I started real estate in 1992, which is a long time ago, we did not have GPS. We did not have anything like that. And at night, I would sit and plan the route of where the homes I was going to go show. And I would have a big old map laying out on my living room floor, and I would plan the route and try to visualize it in my mind, because usually I had people in the car that we, you know, buyers, and we were going to a house, and I didn't want to act totally ignorant of the streets, but boy, it was hard at first without a GPS.
I remember the maps, and it was hard.
It was, wasn't it?
You know, you're talking about the GPS. It's like my GPS messed up the other day in mid-cycle to where I was going. I'm like, I know this is not right.
Right.
I mean, I knew enough about the area to know this is not the right way to be going. Come on, GPS, what's wrong with you? You know,
right.
It straightened up. But it was without that GPS, I was lost.
Right.
Just as we are without God,
right,
we are lost.
Well, but we have the heavenly GPS now,
yes,
right?
Yes, we do. Yes, we
and
do.
And Abram had it because he just went. He just got ready. He assembled all his camels and his relatives and his servants, and he just struck out. He started going. And, you know, so often, Nan, we are in situations in our life where we know we've had a promise from God. We know that God is going to take care of the situation. But we have to put one foot in front of the other on a daily basis, even though we don't see the promise right then. Would you address that?
Yes. That's where the faith comes in. We have have faith.
Faith.
You know, the Bible tells us without faith, it's impossible to please God. Without faith, many times we can't necessarily see. We have to have faith in order to trust that He is leading us, to guiding us to be where He wants us to be. The promises that He's made to us, He will fulfill those promises He's made to us. We need to have faith and believe, and He will fulfill those promises.
And so often when we are striking out on a new path, or we are so close to obtaining the promise that He's given us, it can get discouraging. We can wonder if we've heard from God correctly, right?
Yes, yes, indeed.
Betty, you just joined the conversation, didn't you?
Yes, ma'am.
Hi, right. Betty.
So glad you could be on.
How are you?
I'm doing fine. How are you doing, Betty?
Doing great.
Good.
We're so glad you're on today. And we know your situation up there, or I do, and Nan does, that your daughter Megan, who's on the show with us a lot, and her husband Ben are interviewing for a job tomorrow morning over in near Columbus, Ohio, correct?
That is correct. And we're believing that God's perfect will be done in this Amen. Situation.
Absolutely. And so we'll just, from our conversation, we'll just take a break and just thank God right now that if this is the job for Ben and for Megan, because it's for both of them on this farm, if that is the place that God wants them, that there will be no hindrance, nothing that would keep it from happening, and that the door would swing wide open if this is the place for them. Can you both agree with that?
Yes, amen.
I agree with that in Jesus' name.
Amen. And I just got a text from Cindy Henderson out in Idaho, one of our Beaconites. Her mother-in-law, the one that came to Beacon for so long, May Hall, is very, very desperately ill in North Carolina, and the signs do not look good for her. And we love our Mama May. Yeah. She's been our Mama May for a number of years, then moved away with her son up to North Carolina. And we just speak God's healing over her life right now. And if this is not the time for her to go to heaven, that God would raise her up and heal her.
Yeah.
And, you know, I know Mama May, we all do Beaconites very, very well. And my heart was just breaking as I saw that, because how much we all love her and yes. what an integral part of Beacon she was for a number of years. So we lift up Mama May right now to you, Lord. And we also lift up Megan and Ben in this job situation. And we thank you, Lord, for the answers, your perfect answers in both situations.
Yes, Lord.
Amen. Amen. Did either of you want to add anything to that?
I believe that so many of us are going through a fire or a trial or a tribulation.
Right.
And that you feel like that the storm has just encompassed you and that there's no way out. And I believe what we are going to talk about today is God's promises.
Yes.
Is that God is going to reveal to someone today the answer that they have so been seeking in these last few days,
Amen.
Weeks, and months
Amen.
That have passed. And I believe that God is still in the prayer answering business.
Oh, amen.
He's doing so many things so quickly and so suddenly that we just have to stand by faith and believe that he is
Amen.
On our side.
Yes, he is.
Our life saver. He's our restoration. He's our comforter. And I just pray peace and comfort for Mama May's family, that they will see the mercy of God.
Amen.
Through all of this.
Amen. We agree with that right now. And we thank you, Lord, for the answers to prayer. So let's go to Genesis 15. And so we've been talking, Betty, we just started talking about God's GPS system that's so much better than the one in my car or in anybody else's car, and how God can lead us, and how he led Abram and Sarah and Lot from the land where they lived, and they struck out and went towards the promised land because God directed Abram to go, and God led them all the way. In chapter 15, verse 1 of Genesis, and if you've missed the other, as I said, the other chapters that we've been discussing, go to this website, tantalknetwork.com, or at the end of this month, our May shows will be on our website also, bohmglobal.com, but you can catch up with the shows you missed. Genesis 15, after all these things, the word of God came to Abram in a vision, and I love that it starts out, don't be afraid. And the reason it starts out, don't be afraid, is because Abram was afraid. And he had had a huge victory in Genesis 14. But yet, and we won't go back over that, we talked about it last week, but yet now, some little bit of time has passed, and fear has crept back in. How like all of us, correct? Nan, do you want to talk about that? Because it happens so often. We can have this huge victory, this huge answer to prayer. A little bit of time passes, maybe even just an hour or two, or maybe a week or two, and suddenly we're back in a fear mode, you know?
That's true. What came to mind as you were saying that, and I know I've mentioned it on the air before, is journaling. You know, where you
yes.
write down in a journal, you know, prayer needs you have, or how, whatever you write down. And then when you write down when God answers and moves in those things,
absolutely,
then you can look back. I know, like myself, a couple of days ago, I looked back into my journal and I read, I was, oh, that's right. I remember when you did that. Oh, yeah, that's right. And that can be a reminder that in our minds, we may not necessarily remember everything.
Yes.
As time goes on. But at those times, those were trials that we had or issues that we had going on. God moved in those situations, and we could look back and remember very vividly when you read it. You remember.
You know, I heartily second what you just said. I have been journaling these little books I get at Staples, and, you know, and I have for years, I've got stacks of them now of everything that God has said to me. And I write when he says something or when he impresses a scripture upon my heart, and I go back. And I will tell you, this morning I had the most amazing breakthrough with God on some things. And it started with me quoting the things that he had said to me in one of my little books, and then it just boomeranged into an amazing time and a word from God that was so powerful. Betty, talk to us about how we come out of this fear. When this is one of the ways, like Nan said, when we remind ourselves of what God has promised us.
Well, I think that if you have been a child of God very long, that you have seen the mighty works of Almighty God. And it seems like that once we reach a certain potential or we reach that certain mark in our life, is that God has taken us to that next step. Okay, there, you know that there is another step after the next step.
You've right.
keep on moving up.
Right.
And I think that what happens is once we get to that point, is that we get comfortable.
Right. Oh, yeah, you're right.
We get complacent and thinking, okay, this is where, you know, I'm going to stay right here, and I'm going to,
yeah,
you know, I'm going to shelter myself, I'm going to put up my walls, and I'm not going to go any further. Okay, what happens in that situation is that probably back when you've journaled and said, okay, Lord, I want you to take me wherever you want me to go, and then you get to where you want to go, well, God wants to push you further.
Amen.
Because he knows that you have a potential for the works that he has for you, that you may be his harvest hand. You may clean the church. You may, you know, you may think that your job is so petty that you don't have a purpose in the kingdom of God. Well, I'm here to tell you that you do.
Amen.
God wants to bless us. He
yes.
wants us to prosper
yes.
as things prosper through him. And it's just that sometimes our sails do get a little tattered.
Right.
We're in a boat. You think, oh, God, I'm sinking. We're not going to make
right.
it to shore. And then you wake up the next day, your boat has been docked.
You're okay.
There's food in your pantry. There's, you know, the water is running freely. And that's when I think, Pastor and Nan, that we have to praise God.
Oh, amen.
Through the good and the bad.
Yes.
And he is. So he so wants us to prosper as our soul prospers.
Amen.
But we've got to get into the Word.
We have to
overcome that fear factor and say, you know, because Satan knows that if you're on fire, that he's in deep trouble.
Right.
And he wants you to keep, and the devil wants to keep you down. And the first place he's going to throw at you is fear.
Right. That's exactly
and
right.
We've all been there.
Well, absolutely. And the single greatest command, most frequent command, which I mentioned the other night on Facebook, in the Bible is fear not. So God is on top of it when we get off the and slide into the ditch of fear, you know. And he was right here with Abram, and he says, don't be afraid, Abram. I'm your shield. Your reward will be grand. Shield right there in the original Hebrew was talking about the word defense against sickness, disease, emotional problems, and all this stuff. And he was saying, wait a minute, fear is an emotional problem. I'm your shield, okay? You don't have to give in to that fear. You can be strong and know that I am God, right? And so your reward will be grand. He had to remind Abram again. I'm in verse 2 of Genesis 15, if you're just now joining us. God, Master, what use are your gifts as long as I'm childless? And Eliezer of Damascus is going to inherit everything. Abram continued, you've given me no children. And now a mere house servant is going to get it all. Now, we got to remember that God had already told Abram back when he called him out of the land where he was to believe that God was going to give he and Sarah a son. At the time that God called them out, Abram was 75 and Sarah was a mere spring chicken of 65, right? And now we're about 12 or 13 years later. There is still no son. God had promised him a son. There is no son. So Abram is calling that thing. Wait a minute. No, he's not calling that thing that be not as if it were. It's just the opposite. He's calling reality to God's attention. He goes, wait a minute. You promised us a son. We have no son. Talk to us, Anand. Is it okay to say, God, look, wait a minute. Here's how I'm feeling. Here's what's happening in my life. Be realistic and truthful. Is that okay? Yes, it is.
Well, I was going to say, yes, it is. I mean, it's okay. I mean, he knows what we think.
Yes.
He knows what we feel.
It's okay.
And, you know, and it's okay to bring things to him
yes.
like that.
Yes.
You know, help thou my unbelief.
Well,
Lord,
and look at Matthew 7. Ask and keep on asking. Right. Seek and keep on seeking. Knock and keep on knocking. Add to that, Nan, and then we'll go to Betty for that concept of just, come on, hang in there and say, God, this is the way it looks right now. That's okay. Don't beat up on yourself if you do that.
Well, I know there's times, I know some promises that God has made me specifically, and I've had faith, and I journal about it, and I've had faith. There's a few times that I've wavered just a little bit, because
sure.
it's like, but it's not coming true.
Right.
You said it was coming. It's not coming true. Help me, God. Help me to be able to have the faith I need in to believe you. You
well,
know, and you just get right back on track, you know?
Well, that's one of the main themes of this show today. So if you're just now joining us, you need to stick with us throughout the show, because we are going to talk about the fact that it is okay to tell God how you're feeling. It's okay to say, but this hasn't happened yet, God, and you said. We're going to talk about endurance and perseverance. Talk to us, Betty, before we do this song.
Well, who can you better talk to than your BFF, your best friend forever?
That's right.
It's, you know, even though, and I say this from a childlike comment, is that even though we can't see him, you know that he's there.
He's there.
I don't know, you can feel his presence.
Yes.
And it's at those times of our greatest trial or our biggest fear, whatever we face, is that God is with us. God
Amen.
Sent his hope. Spirit is our comforter.
Yes.
And he's there.
Yes.
You just have to have that
Woo.
Faith the size of a mustard seed. And you know how small a mustard seed is. Nan gave us coins.
I know. Isn't that cool?
With a mustard seed. And it's just, it's so tiny.
It is.
Can you imagine what he could do if we were faithed up?
Oh, wow.
Woo.
We're going to get faithed up today in this show. I'm telling you right now. I pulled a real old song today, but it's done in a new version by the group Selah. See if this blesses you, Nan and Betty and audience. His eye is on the sparrow. Because his eye is on you, dear friend. He knows your situation right now.
What do I feel? Discouraged. Why do the shadows come? And why does my heart Woo! Feel lonely?
Amen.
In love for heaven and home. Jesus is my portion, a constant friend is he, his eye is on the sparrow, and I know. His eye is on the sparrow, So I sing because I'm happy, and I sing because
God, yes, he does.
And I know he watches.
Praise you, Jesus. His eyes on the sparrow, and I know he watches me. Dear one, no matter how discouraged you might be right now, in fact, let's pray right this moment. The anointing of God is very strong. Lord God, you know the hearts of our listeners right now. You know the situations they are going through, and you know some are extremely discouraged and depressed and feeling that you have abandoned them and left them today. But Lord, we know that is not your nature. You're a good, good Father, and you have plans for every single one of us. Plans to bless us, plans to give us a future and a hope, according to Jeremiah 29:11. And Lord, we are standing on that right now, and we are interceding for our listeners today. We are believing you, God, to intervene in all these situations around the globe. And Lord, you know these people. We don't know them, but they're your kids. They are your children. And so, Lord, we pronounce a blessing upon them. We ask that these moments that we share with them today, these words, these songs would be such a blessing that they would come out of that depression, that discouragement, that feeling of failure, that feeling of hopelessness, and they would give those to you and let you, Holy Spirit, bring comfort and peace and hope to their situation. Lord, we claim it, declare it, and proclaim it in Jesus' precious name. Amen and amen. I couldn't see you, Betty, but I can see through the glass and see Nan in the studio. And you were just praising God and getting into that. Talk to us, Nan, and then we'll go to Betty. If you can talk.
Yeah, I know. What came to mind when that song was singing? I was sitting out on my porch the other day, and this little teeny tiny bird came up, flew, and sat there. And, you know, it was just... His eyes are on the sparrow.
Yeah.
If his eyes are on the sparrow, how much more are his eyes on us? You know, I mean, it's just such an awesome, awesome, awesome thing.
Yes.
You know, like you said, he's a good, good father.
Yes.
And the listeners, I don't care where they are, what is happening, he has them in his sights. He is there. He will move in the situations.
Amen.
He will bless them. He will uphold them.
Yes.
He will teach them.
Yes.
He will guide them.
Yes.
He is there with them.
Right.
And they just reach out with faith and believe that he is there. You know, myself, you, Betty, you know, we've encountered trials.
Lots.
We all know each other, and we know each other in some of the trials we've
yeah,
been
we know
too.
Pretty
we
well.
Know, we call up and say, please pray. You know?
Right. Yeah. But
yet he had his eyes on us in those situations.
Yes. Woo,
and,
praise
and
God.
We can believe it. So can anyone who's listening to this show, whether live or in the future, the anointing is still there. And
still is.
I just saw that little bird that flew
That's
up.
That's so beautiful. Talk to us, Betty.
Well, living in a rural community, you be able to see a lot of confirmation that God has his eyes on us.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he feeds animals that have no other way of even surviving if it wasn't for him,
right,
for the Lord. And, you know, you see such amazing things transcend that. To me, Pastor and Nan, it's God's confirmation,
yes,
that he is with us, that his promises are available to us.
Right.
Is all we have to do is ask.
Amen.
And, I mean, that song brings back so many memories to me of, again, that his faithfulness.
Yes.
His love for us endures forever. His mercy endures forever.
Amen.
And, again, if his eye is on the sparrow, like you just kind of piggyback that, he cares. If he cares for the animal and he cares for your neighbor and he cares for your friend, he cares for you too, because
Amen.
He has
Amen.
Such a gracefulness about him that no one is exempt from his love.
Amen. I so agree. Whoa. Praise God. We're going back to Genesis 15. And when Abram says, look, God, you know what? You promised me a son. Now, like 12 years have passed, nothing. You know, no son. And then in about verse 4, God says to him again, don't worry. He won't be, this servant child will not, your servant will not be your heir. A son from your body will be your heir. And I love the way God is specific. You know, it's not just, yeah, someday you'll be blessed, a sentence like that, but it is a specific promise. A son from your body will be your heir. And I can tell you, when God speaks to your heart and gives you specific promises, hang on to those promises. One of our promises from our Wednesday night Facebook post was this one, the last one. It was promise number 6, because I'm giving three a week, at least three a week on our Facebook post now, which airs every Wednesday night at 7:30 on my page. And it's Philippians chapter 4, verses 6 and 7. Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything, about anything. Don't be anxious about anything, but in everything, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your requests to God. And the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your heart and your mind in Christ Jesus. Here's the beauty of giving, of not being anxious and giving that burden over to God, because here's your reward. You get peace. Plus the answer. Talk to me, Nan. Whatever the answer is.
I like peace plus the answer.
Don't you like peace plus
like
the answer?
That. Yes.
Woo! That's a good formula, isn't it?
And
all he asks of us is do not be anxious about anything, but in everything, by prayer and petition with thanksgiving, let your request be made known to God. In other words, say, God, here it is. That's why the answer is, if you haven't seen it yet, say, God, I haven't seen it yet. Let your request be made known to God, Nan.
I know that.
Personally, I'm talking to you.
Thank you for that, too. You know what I'm going through. And, you know, while I was at that little restaurant eating, you know, I was journaling, you know, just journaling. I journal a lot these days. And he's so reassuringly just says, I am in control.
That's right.
I see what's going on.
Right.
Keep doing what you need to keep doing.
Sure.
Do it right. Do the best you can do. I am in control of your situation.
Right.
I am going to move in my time.
Right.
I have a plan, you know, and, you know, it's like we need those times of strengthening within ourselves, those times of we praise God through the storm. We need those times, you know. I know, like, for me, the weekends or the nights after work or time, mine's work-related, okay? And you know, it's like I get refreshed, refurbished,
sure,
whatever,
sure,
when I spend that time with,
yes,
him at,
yes,
night,
yes,
on the weekends, and it,
right,
prepares me for the spiritual battle,
yes,
that goes on during the day. It prepares me.
It does prepare
you. So that I'm
you.
Ready. I'm ready to deal with that.
Boy, that's a good point. Talk to us, Betty. Mm.
Well, I look into, when I looked into the Word of God on one specific occasion in my life, is when Grayson passed away.
Sure. Your grandson, 3 years ago.
My grandson, Grayson. And I remember the fear and the anxiety that I had at that moment.
Right.
And it's probably the hardest thing I've ever had to go through. But what I did through that trial, through that situation, is what brought me through was seeing the faith of my daughter.
Yes.
And I thought, you know, Betty, you're a lot older than she is. And she is walking. I mean, she was the true epitome of walking by faith.
Boy, she was. Megan.
If you would have seen her at the hospital.
Oh.
You know, we should, you know, the Lord was so present.
I talked to her different times, and I'll tell you.
Every situation.
Yes,
and
yes.
Just seeing her, she was ministering to us.
Right.
And I said, how did you get through this? What was the key to your faith? And she goes, I don't know. She goes, I know that I trusted God for every aspect of from the time they found out that there was a possibility that he had this abnormality, that I had, and he showed her time after time after time that he was there.
Yes.
I mean, he was there in spirit. He was there in truth.
Yes.
And it helped me to know what true faith was, what true confirmation that God had given her from time to time.
Right.
And even after his death, you know, there is a time, you know, in Ecclesiastes, there is a time for grieving.
Sure.
There's a time to be happy. And you know what she held on? You know what the promise she held on to? That I will see him again.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the thing that, you know, here we are. We're struggling, you know, we're, you know, trying to even get out a prayer when all we could say was Jesus.
Right.
And, you know, even that one word, Jesus,
mm-hmm.
five letters, brought us through something that if we'd have tried to do it on our own, it would have been, as my dad used to say, it would be disastrous.
Right.
Because God is with us. God is for us. And if God be for us, who can be against us?
Oh, amen.
And I just want to encourage the listeners that even though you can't see what's ahead because it's just so foggy and it just seems so far away, is that we had talked about this on several shows about those suddenly moments.
Right.
And God is suddenly doing things that we have no, I mean,
amen.
How did this get done?
Right.
What is happening? You know, here I was walking, you know, with my head down, I was shuffling my feet, I just didn't have any place to go, and all of a sudden, it's just like, boom, there it is.
Right.
And it's because of God's timing.
Oh, it is his perfect timing.
And perfect. I mean, it's one of those Kairos moments.
Right.
Where it's suddenly moment, it's like it's right there. And we just have to stand strong. We have to stand firm.
Right.
And when you say, Betty, what do you mean by that? I mean that you have got to hold on to Jesus
mm-hmm.
tighter than you ever have before. If you have a need, talk to him just like that. I'm talking to you right now. It's like, okay, God, I've got this situation in my job.
Right.
I can't break through on it. I don't know what to do. You know, it's causing me strife. It's causing me anxiety. It's causing me stress. You know what he told me? He said, how many times have I told you to trust me?
Right.
How many times have I, he's talking to me like a father. How many times, Betty, have I told you to trust me?
That's right.
Please, please just trust me and know that my promises are true.
Oh, amen. That's exactly right. And it goes right along here with Abram, what you're both saying. And God says to Abram when he says, look, you haven't done it. Been all this time and you haven't done it. And God says, don't worry, he won't be your son, That's your servant. He's talking about a son from your body will be your heir. That's the promise again. Verse 5 of Genesis 15. He takes him outside and says, look at the sky, count the stars. Can you do it? Count your descendants. You're going to have a big family, Abram. And I love how God does picture promises with us and shows us something. We call those sometimes anchors. Nan, you understand this concept. Many times God's given you a promise and you memorialize that promise with, like you did with some people at Beacon a few weeks back, with a coin with a mustard seed or a little rock in your pocket. Or I remember back many years ago at Beacon of Hope, when I got a hold of Carol and Maxine gave them to me, a bunch of little red glass hearts. And on a Thanksgiving Day, I talked about, or Valentine's Day, I talked about God's immense love for us, and went to every single person. There were almost 100 people there. Gave them each a heart, prayed with them if they needed prayer. I mean, to memorialize something, and you don't forget those things when God gives you a little something to hang on to. You know what I mean?
No, you know, like the little penny in the container, yeah, with the mustard seed that, yeah, I gave out to.
And by the way, I didn't get one of those, so you,
seriously,
still have it.
You didn't get any?
No.
Oh, I'd be giving out all kind of people. I'll be sure to get one to you.
Thank you. I'm your pastor, girl.
I know.
I know.
Oh,
you just, you overlooked me that night.
Yes.
Not intentionally.
Oh,
I'm teasing,
never,
of
never.
Course. Go
ahead. You have to ask and keep on asking.
Oh, you have to ask and keep on asking. There you go, Betty. All right. Great way to use the scripture. Yes, yes, yes.
But
go ahead.
I carry mine with me. Most all the time, I'm wearing slacks that have pockets in it. And
sure,
I carry mine in my pocket all,
right,
the time. You know, and then there's times at work I've reached, put my hand in my pocket. There it is.
And when you put your hand on that, it reminds you, wait a minute, God promised me.
Exactly.
I'm going to believe God.
Exactly.
Right?
Exactly.
Is that what goes through your heart?
Absolutely.
In your head?
Yes, it does.
And then at that point would be a great time to say, thank you, Lord, that you're going to fulfill that promise.
Yes.
So I think when Abram would go out at night after this event, I think when he would go out there on the desert and look up at the sky, he would remember the night God took him, pulled him out by the top of his, you know, robe, you know, his collar, and took him outside and say, look up, how many stars are there? How many descendants do you think you're going to have? I love that. Talk to us about that, Betty, before I play the song that's going to move both of you to tears.
Uh-oh.
Here we go.
Oh, boy. I think, again, it's a subtle reminder. It's one of those things that your mind and your soul just don't forget, is that when God talks to you, you've listened. And it's not a loud, booming, you know, mean voice. It's a still, small voice that can come in the night. It can come during the day, but it comes at a time when you need it the most.
Amen.
It could be at a surrender moment. It could be a time where you just can't stop crying. You're grieving over this. You're fearing over,
right,
that. And you can hear him say, quiet.
Yes.
Just rest. Let me hold you for a while. And it happens. I mean, again, it's just like a peace that comes over you that transcends all of our understanding.
Oh, amen. Get ready to be blessed. God will make a way where there seems to be no way. This is for Nan and Betty and me and our audience today, with love from God.
In ways we cannot see, he will make a way for me. He will be my guide, hold me closely to his side. With love and strength for each new day, he will make a way. He will make a there seems to be no way. He will.
God will make a way in your situation, dear one, no matter what's going on. With love and strength for each new day, he will make a way. Talk to us, Nan. God has a way of doing that, doesn't he? Even when it feels so dark and dismal.
You were right about the crying. I don't know about Betty.
I haven't got to Betty yet.
I ain't got to Betty yet. What came to mind at the end of that? I was texting with a friend of mine about things that we do. And I talked about flying my kite.
Yeah.
And I don't think I've ever showed you a picture of my kite in flight. Kite in flight, that rhymes. But one time I was flying my kite, and what came to mind was it takes a little bit of weight. You have to hold it down and not just let it fly away. It won't go in the air.
Right.
It'll just fall down. And that little bit of weight on the end of it, you holding it, it gives it an anchor.
Mm-hmm.
And with that anchor, it can go up, and it goes up higher and higher.
Mm-hmm.
And the beauty of my kite, it's a very nice kite. It's kind of an expensive kite, and it has long tails hanging down. And
mm-hmm.
just flying in the air is just so beautiful. And that's the way that we are with our lives.
Yeah.
We just fly out there so beautiful.
Yeah.
You know, and he's our anchor.
Yeah.
He holds us down.
Yeah.
But we go up. He
right.
holds us down, but he's our anchor. We go up, and
right.
we're a shining beauty.
Yeah.
You know, and you know, what came to mind at one point, I, in my journal, felt so impressed, and about 3 or 4 days ago, I made a list of all what would be considered major issues, major challenges that have been in my life. And I spent time reflecting on that and writing that, and I was amazed at how much stuff
mm-hmm.
had gone on.
Right.
The some of it I had even forgotten about. God brought back to my memory. And at those times, I mean, I can remember all those times of not knowing how it was going to work out.
Right.
Not necessarily having the answer, but knowing who did have the answer. That was
right.
my father.
Right.
And the strength that I gained by dealing with those difficult things has done one of two things. One, I can look at someone who goes through a similar thing and say, been there, done it, know how it happened, know what's happening, God is in control, and he will move.
Yes.
Number two, it's a reminder to me of all the many things he's seen me through in the past.
Right.
He's
Amen.
Carried me through. He's taught me.
Yes.
He's helped me.
Yes.
He will help me with the current situation that
right.
I face. I can reflect back upon that, and I thank God for that list.
Amen. Woo, good stuff. We're going to let Betty talk about this that just happened. God will make a way in just a moment, but we are almost up to the top of the hour, and we have to do our station ID here in just a moment. Betty, I'm going to pick on you. I'd like for you to tell the people about our Go Yard Show on Thursday night that Dr. Angel and I do.
After gaining composure.
I know. I've been crying. Okay, do you want me to come back to you?
No, it'll be okay. I think one of the neatest things is to be able to turn on a radio and be able to hear comprehensive help for the needs that we face today. And Go Yard is an hour show that helps with helps us to look at some of our problems in a
mm-hmm.
in a different way.
Right.
Dr. Angel Falzoni is a licensed mental health counselor, PhD. She's our go-to girl
mm-hmm.
With the wisdom and advice
mm-hmm.
to be able to help us. And both of you together, you tag team together to bring forth a home run in our lives. and that's what Go Yard means, is to hit a home run. And that's, you know, it's just amazing what that show has done and how many issues that you have covered that have helped so many people to find good, truthful advice on problems that they face on a daily basis. I really appreciate the show very much.
Well, I appreciate that. We love doing it. It's we have a website for that show. It's Go Yard 2014, because we started it in September of 2014. So it's goyard2014.org. It's an O-R-G, not a .com. You can go there and find the shows, a lot of them from the last 2.5 years, with titles. And so a lot of times we do series. We're in a series right now, Parenting Difficult Kids. And we've done two shows in the series. This week will be part three. Don't know if we're going to have a part four or if we'll end it this week. I don't know. We, you know, honestly, we let God lead. You know, it's amazing. A lot of times we come in, just sit down at the mics and just have a show with no hardly any pre-planning at all. And we just, we both believe in God sincerely, and we trust him for the help that will happen on the air. I love doing Go Yard. It's different than this show. It was a dream of mine to do a show that would be a counseling format for people, life coaching, so that they could get the help they need without paying for it, you know? Speaking of money, and I'll do this real quick, we don't ever ask for money around here. I mean, rarely, but there are people in our audience who would like to be a part of this ministry. Any dollars that come in go directly for the radio expenses for this show and our Thursday night show, and also for the show that we do in Spanish that I do for our Mexico radio station, the Beacon of Hope has now, libresoy.mx. And, you know, we'll talk more about Mexico and that venture on another day when we have a little more time.